Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Forbes India's One Thing Today in Tech. I'm Hari Arakali. In today's episode, Britain's First Lady Akshata Murthy's ownership of Infosys is in focus again. But first, a few other headlines that caught my attention. Zepto, a super quick grocery delivery startup, has raised $200 million in a new funding round at a valuation of $1.4 billion, becoming the first Indian startup unicorn of 2023, TechCrunch reports. The funding was led by America's Stepstone Group, according to TechCrunch. Apple will be making fewer iPhone 15 smartphones at launch next month due to some supply chain issues, 9to5 Mac reports, citing an industry analyst. Separately, Bloomberg's Apple Watcher Mark Gurman writes in his newsletter that next year, Apple will launch a new souped-up version of the iPad Pro. The next iPad Pro models, codenamed J717, J718, J720, and J721, will shift to the next-generation M3 chip and will be Apple's first tablets with OLED displays, Gurman writes in his much-followed newsletter. Now, Britain's First Lady Akshata Murthy's ownership of Infosys is in focus again ahead of a free trade agreement that her husband, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, is negotiating with India. Sunak is expected in New Delhi in 2 weeks to participate in the G20 summit on September 9th. India assumed the presidency of this grouping of nations for 2023, and this year's summit will see US President Joe Biden and several other world leaders attend as well. President Biden's office, the White House, has confirmed he will be in India from September 7th to September 10th. Meanwhile, news reports in the UK have once again raised Akshata Murthy's shareholding in Infosys, the Mumbai and New York-listed Indian IT services giant, as a conflict of interest. They contend that Infosys, which sees the UK as one of its biggest markets with customers including the British government, stands to benefit from the trade agreement, which in turn benefits Murthy's family. Akshata's father, N.R. Narayan Murthy, founded Infosys in 1981 with 6 other co-founders. Her current minority shareholding in Infosys, a tad under 1%, is valued at about $500 million. Prominent newspapers in the UK, such as The Guardian and Observer, reported over the weekend that some members of the British Parliament have called for Prime Minister Sunak to be more transparent about his wife's financial holdings. At least one expert has even called for Sunak to recuse himself from leading the UK's talks with India to finalise a free trade deal, according to The Guardian. And as many of you know, this isn't the first time that Akshata's financials as a businesswoman, fashion designer and venture capitalist have been scrutinised by the British press with respect to her non-domicile status in the country, her various investments and the tax that she pays in the UK. Sunak was recently censured by a UK Parliament's standards watchdog for inadvertently failing to properly declare his wife's separate shareholding in a childcare company that stood to benefit from new government policy, according to The Guardian. During his visit to attend the G20 summit, the British PM is expected to discuss the India-UK free trade agreement in a separate bilateral meeting with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. After America, the UK is the biggest market for most of India's top IT services companies. In the last 2 months, Infosys has announced contracts worth over $3 billion with companies based in the UK or those that have substantial operations in the UK. For example, in July, Infosys announced a $1.5 billion order from the oil and gas company BP. Earlier this month, the Indian IT company said it had won a mega deal from Liberty Global, a converged video, broadband and communications company, estimated at €1.5 billion, or about $1.6 billion, over the initial 5-year term, and at €2.3 billion, or about $2.5 billion, if the contract is extended to 8 years. One last point. The UK-India FTA negotiations have been going on for 19 months and they are in their final stages, Business Standard reported last week, citing Britain's Minister of State for Trade and Business, Trade Secretary Kemi Badenoch. She was in India attending the G20 Trade and Investment Ministerial in Jaipur last week. While the British newspapers have cited experts to say that India will be pushing for a more liberalized visa and immigration regime in the UK to help its IT sector, among other businesses, Badenoch has clarified that visa and visa liberalization were not part of the FTA discussions, which are focused on business mobility. That's One Thing Today in Tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.